Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
My friends, I am Vivian McPeak, and this is Hemp Present. If you have feedback, would like to suggest a guest or topic for Hemp Present, email me at hemppresent@gmail.com. Andrea Herman is an internationally renowned hemp expert. She graduated from Missouri Southern State University with a Bachelor of General Studies in Hemp Economics. She acquired an internship with the Parkland Industrial Hemp Growers in the summer of 2001. And in late 2003, she was selected as a Manitoban provincial nominee under the Skilled Worker Program as a hemp technician. In August of 2008, she completed a Master's of Science in Hemp Fiber Agronomy at the University of Manitoba. She is the owner of Hemp Technologies Canada, the founder of iHemp Radio, and a Canada hemp licensee who's advised the industry for over 21 years. Andrea is the president emeritus and board member of the Hemp Industries Association and vice president emeritus of the Canadian Hemp Trade Alliance. And she was the first woman inducted to the Hemp History Hall of Fame 2017, the recipient of the Hemp Industries Association's Lifetime Achievement Award 2018, listed on Hemp History Week's Top 10 Advocates in 2019, and the second recipient of the WAFBA Mother Earth Lady of Agriculture Award in Excellence 2023. And I could continue with her massive bio, but let's bring her on. Welcome, Andrea, to Cannabis Radio.
Hey, Vivian. Hello, everybody. It's a pleasure to be here.
Awesome. In your impressive bio, of which I only had time to include a part, it mentioned that you received a BGS in Economics, which I assume stands for Ecological Economics. Before we dive into your background and all your projects, can you briefly describe Economics and why that might be important at this time, important time for humanity?
Yeah, so my alma mater for my undergrad, Missouri Southern State University, was once upon a time a junior college, which a famous actor, which some of you may know, Dennis Weaver, especially if you like old Westerns, you'll know who Dennis Weaver is. Dennis Weaver later in life became an environmentalist. And I actually remember watching a documentary when I was in high school in an entrepreneurship class that I took about him building his a house out of tires. It was the first time I'd ever seen anything like that. And I thought, man, this is super fascinating. And then I found out that he, when Missouri Southern State was a junior college, he attended it. And so later in life, as he became an environmentalist, he keyed this word Economics. And it's basically the study of biology, economics, political science, and sociology all tied together. And his philosophy was basically saying that it takes those, I mean, not inclusive or to only those, but that you have to have those areas of academia working together in some sort of function to create sustainability. So looking at your workplace, maybe somebody is concerned about cutting down trees. And so they're talking about in the office, we need to implement a recycling program. Or is it something political that happened that said, if you don't recycle, you're going to get a fine. And so there's political and economics, which then ends up affecting the social framework of what's happening in the office, because now people are recycling. So that was the philosophy around Economics. So Missouri Southern decided to start what they called a capstone course, where you took these particular courses surrounding this philosophy of Economics. And so when my professor at Missouri Southern said to me, you know, Andrea, you have to declare a major. You have only 2 years left. You've kind of dabbled in of many different fields. What do you want to do? And I, you know, really, honestly, Vivian, nothing there really struck a chord with me. Biology. We didn't have an ag department. So that was the first thing. We didn't have an ag department. And, you know, biology, okay, chemistry, maybe, political science, kind of, you know, economics, not really. So, you know, he said my professor, which, you know, I owe him so much for really being straightforward with me. And I feel that this is important in academia. He said to me, what pisses you off? What do you feel is wrong in the world? What do you feel needs to change? That's what you need to focus on. And I said, it's this industrial hemp thing. And he said, well, go do something about it, Andrea. And so that was really what pushed me education to continue with my education, because I was a little like, where am I going with this? So from that, that's when we turned the what I was going to be doing for my bachelor's into a bachelor's of general studies, because that's how they had to like class it. But we focused it on the theory of ecolonomics. So every class I was taking, I had to put the ecolonomic spin on it. Every time I had an opportunity to speak about something, write about something, answer about something, it had to have a hemp spin on it. So nice. That's how the Bachelor's of Ecolonomics came along.
If I remember correctly, Dennis Weaver was Matt Dillon in Gunsmoke, and he was in General Ben, and then he was in McCloud.
Yes.
And it was so awesome that he was kind of one of the main environmentalists in Hollywood at the time. Andrea, I've done 300 plus interviews here on Cannabis Radio. I have never received an extensive CV like yours from any guest. CV, which of course stands for Curriculum Vitae, I think, which is a professional document that summarizes a person's career qualifications, education in great detail. Your education qualifications as an international hemp expert are somewhat unequaled in my experience. What led you to pursue industrial hemp as a subject of your studies? How were you influenced to become what someone might call a hempologist?
Yeah, thank you. Well, you know what? I mean, first I learned about marijuana. And then I learned that there wasn't only marijuana, there was hemp. And then, of course, Jack's book was out and I got a hold of it. And then that really like, you know, pushed it open. But even before that, being from Missouri, we had something called the Battle of the Hemp Bales. So there's a whole museum dedicated to the Battle of the Hemp Bales in Lexington, Missouri. So we had this like history in Missouri already that wasn't really taken away from us. It was still something that was really revered. And the Battle of the Hemp Bales, they wet the hemp bales, which then because the hemp bales were wet, they were basically, you couldn't penetrate them. And then they were like, move the hemp bales in front to protect themselves. So we already had this history in Missouri of hemp that was still alive. So that sort of tied in. And then I found out about wait a minute, like you can, there's this whole other side of this plant that I didn't know about. And what, like we don't have the right. It's so useful. And it just immediately struck a chord with me. And then later, I found out from a family historian that my grandma introduced me to that I actually had, you know, hemp history within my family from four great grandmothers ago who was a healer and used cannabis in her healing practices. And so, you know, I started learning about these things within myself. And it just really something that just really rang true to me and gave me purpose and became what is class as your final vocabulary. So also when I was in undergrad, I took an English lit course and it was mostly focused on Mark Twain. And the professor said, okay, we're going to talk about our final vocabulary. And our final vocabulary is how we read between the lines of life and literature. So Vivian, you'll read a book and I'll read a book and we'll get different context and feelings and emotions and from the book because of our final vocabulary and how we read between the lines. So in one Mark Twain book, I don't remember what it was, but they talk about a break. And immediately I thought hemp break. And they go on to talk about the fibers that were produced from this break. And the professor, that never rang to him. He never put the fact that they were talking about hemp in this book. And I was like, oh yeah, this is totally about hemp. But it became part of my final vocabulary and was just something that really rang true to me. And now my dad said to me when I said, you know, I want to do this hemp thing, he said, oh, maybe you should become a dental hygienist. You know, it's like good money, good, you get vacations and package and that sort of stuff. And it's a job that's respected. And I like, I'm one of those strange ones who likes to go to the dental hygienist. But I said, okay, Dad, well, if it doesn't work out, I'll consider that. So I'm really thankful now, 25 some years later, that it actually happened. And, you know, the dream became a reality, and that reality has been able to shape so many other people's lives.
That's very exciting. Let me just say, I have a lot of empathy for what you're doing and all of that, your work. We are just like up against a break. So we're going to take a minute out. And then when we're back, I want to talk to you about, you have an exciting book launch to talk about, if I'm not correct.
Yes.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back with Andrea Herman, industrial hemp expert.
Time to roll out for the people that let us hemp present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
We're back with Andrea Herman. Andrea, you mentioned The Emperor Wears No Clothes, the seminal book by Jack Herer that kickstarted the entire the modern industrial hemp revolution. But you have a book coming out as well. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so it's Everyone Loves Tra-La-La, or The Journey of Tra-La-La. This is a children's book focused on a little hemp seed and her journey on the farm, of friendship and collaboration, and just overcoming and accepting differences within ourselves. So it's been really exciting. So we have the chapter book, which is more geared towards, readers that are actually full reading on their own, but also great for parents to be reading to young readers. And from that, I was like, because I have a five-year-old and he's learning to read, I was like, we really need a developing reader's version. So I'm excited about the chapter book, of course, but the developing reader version is now launching in about 15 different languages. So right now we have the Francophone, which is the Canadian French version. We have the English version, the Francophone version, the Spanish version, which is just out now for edits or final edits. And I'm hoping in really short order, we're going to have the Lakota, the Mongolian, the Filipino, the Czech, the East Indian, Slovak, Ukrainian, Japanese, and Vietnamese versions all coming out.
Wow, that's exciting. We have advancing climate change due to our addiction to fossil fuel and petroleum-based energy and our destructive, non-sustainable building practices and increasing deforestation, habitat loss, and generally are just our ravenous global disposable consumer society. Guest after guest on the show has detailed how hemp has to be a vital component of any practical strategy to combat and mitigate these threats to our biosphere. What interesting research excites you that's currently being done in regard to hemp and its many faceted positive applications?
Well, I mean, not to mind looking at everything that's advancing right now in the side of hemp building and using hemp in building materials, whether that be hempcrete or non-wovens like insulation. I mean, that's rapidly advancing. And we're now starting to see that pick up the pace, especially we're having commercial decortication facilities coming on, which is, and for me, I feel that this is a vital key. Yes, the food is important. Absolutely, food is important, because if we want to nourish our earth, we have to nourish our bodies. But the next thing is, what do our bodies go in? Our bodies are going in clothes, they're going into our homes, into our vehicles. And so being able to add hemp to those applications is really going to make the change in the hemp industry. It's going to drive up acres. It's going to drive the multi-use of acres, taking off the grain for food and for animal feed, and then taking off the chop for fodder for animals, and then using the balance of the stock. That's a one important thing, but a really cool research paper. I just happened upon this not very long ago. It was actually published in 2019. I don't know what I was searching when I found it, but just the use of, now trying to think about, okay, we have this food out there, we're getting these co-products coming off. So this research project is called the novel remediation of, I won't even try to say the words, PFAS from contaminated groundwater using hemp protein powder. And I was like, what? They're using hemp protein powder to like clean water? How is this possible? So this particular paper looked at six different plant proteins and removing these chemicals from contaminated groundwater. And they found of all of the proteins trialed, hemp was far superior. Their words, not mine, far superior at removing than the next best was soy. So, I mean, I was like, what? Like far superior? They looked at six and hemp was the best. I mean, go figure. But really, this really super excited me. And so basically the contamination was absorbed into the hemp proteins. And also the interesting thing they said was that the proteins are a natural product that did not require a pre-process to make them active. I'm like, okay, so like this thing now, the protein of the hemp is like made to take up and soak up toxins from water. So I felt that was a really super interesting application and thought process as we talk about, you know, the issues with groundwater contamination. You know, maybe here we have the ability to clean our water, but thinking about other places that might not have the ability to clean water, or our water here is getting contaminated, and how do we clean that and put it back into the cycle? So I feel that that was one of the most exciting papers that I have read lately pertaining to using hemp to help heal the world.
Wow, that's just fascinating, exciting. You know, I think everybody by now should know how far the cannabis prohibition set back the industrial hemp paradigm. Hemp has been lumped in with euphoric high THC cannabis for decades. In your opinion, what are the primary obstacles that exist today that might prevent the benefits from hemp being fully recognized, utilized, and implemented?
Yeah, I mean, let's talk about nomenclature. I don't know what happened. You know, we had the Million Man Marijuana March. You know, we fought for the freedom of the word marijuana. Even us hempsters, you know, we're fighting for this freedom of this word, the right to use this crop and in different applications. So one of the things that's happened as in the last couple of years is that somehow they took the word marijuana away from us. We freed the word. We made it a word of pride and of joy and of use. And then now all of a sudden they're calling marijuana cannabis. You're right. It is cannabis, but cannabis is a scientific name. It's nomenclature. So that's something that has now led to some confusion amongst people. I still hear this. They're like, oh, but now that's, you know, that high THC, they're calling it cannabis, but hemp's cannabis. So there's been a confusion that's gone on with this. What I tend to say is a re-racising of the word marijuana. You know, the government made it racist and then we freed it. And then all of a sudden they took it away from us again. I don't know what happened there.
Cannabis was traditionally more of a European term, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, but it's a nomenclature, right? So it's a botanical name. So that's one thing that I mean, it's minor and it's more of a beef I have, but it is this concept of how do we use this total crop utilization? How do we prevent the burning of the stalks in the field that are occurring right now? How do we incorporate hemp into different rotations or learning how to use other crops that will help benefit the rotation in hemp. So we have a lot of work to do agronomically, but really I feel that one of the things that we are working on overcoming is how do we use this stock material? How do we start launching our textile industry in North America and around the globe? But right now, you know, most of our textiles are coming from Asia and from China. I have a lot of respect for our Asian colleagues because I wear a lot of hemp and it all pretty much all comes from China. So I have a lot of respect there. But how do we get that technology and that know-how to be incorporated back into North America? And we're starting to see that transition. There's still a live textile industry in the South. You're starting to see great companies like Patagonia really step up and launching more brands and looking, how can we cultivate this crop here and put it into these fibers? You got great companies out there looking at using hemp fibers in baby wipes, in Q-tips, in facial swabs. So these things that are of high need and that are used and they're disposable. So how do we incorporate hemp into these things that are disposables that then can be disposed of in a way that can be fed back into the earth?
Fascinating. We have about a minute to the break. The 2022 recipient of the Mother Earth Lady of Agriculture Excellence Award. Excellence Award was the American economist, environmentalist, writer, industrial hemp grower, Winona LaDuke. And this year's recipient is yourself. What can you briefly tell us about that?
Wow. I mean, wow, really. They were taught, the girl got up on stage. I didn't know her from nobody. She started talking about this amazing woman that has done all this amazing stuff. And I'm in the crowd and I'm going, gosh, I got to meet this woman. Who is she? She's so great. So I was like falling in love with this woman that this other gal who was up on stage talking about it. And since I didn't know her, there was no personal connection. She wasn't looking at me going, oh yeah, sister, you're getting this. This is you. And they said my name and I was just like, oh my gosh, that's me. I just fell in love with myself. So, you know, what a huge honor. And it, you know, what they were talking about, it really did ring true with me.
And in 20 seconds, who presents that award?
That is through FABA. So that is through the group that puts on Morris Beagle, that puts on the NOCO Hemp Conference in Colorado. So it's part of the NOCO group.
Nice. We're going to take another quick break and come back with our final segment with Andrea Herman. Don't go anywhere.
Time to roll out for the people that let us hemp present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
We are back on Hemp Present. Andrea, you are the president emeritus and board member of the Hemp Industries Association. What kind of work does the HIA do, and what exciting projects and initiatives are y'all working on?
Well, the Hemp Industry Association is the longest standing hemp nonprofit organization for the industry, you know, founded by those like Chris Conrad and Larry Servin and Jack Rare himself. So it is a leading organization. I mean, we're the ones that fought for basically the freedom of hemp in the first place, but now really focusing on what does the industry need to move forward and how do we now collaborate with all of the organizations that have come on board. So how do we make all of our voices come together in one? And that's been a real driver for me. I am the longest standing voted board member in the association. So it's been an honor for all these years for members to say to me, you still have a voice. It's important what you have to say. We are gearing up for our national conference, which will be at the end of August in Austin, Texas. So we're excited about bringing the voice to Austin and hearing what is how we've never been to the South. So I'm excited about that. So yeah, it's really about being an industry driver and helping push along the efforts of the other organizations also that have stepped in to fill very particular roles.
Talk to us about educational, regenerative, nature-based community outreach. What do you have going on with that?
Yeah, so that's outside of my hemp world, but it's called GEDREC, so the Gerhard E. Decker Regenerative Education Center, and that's here in Southern Manitoba. And it was just a group of us parents that came together and say, like, hey, look, as homeschoolers, we are missing a lot of nature-based education. And how do we focus on this? And I feel that this isn't just for homeschoolers, but for schoolers also. There's this missing piece of how do we get our kids back into nature? And so we started an education nonprofit basically saying like, okay, let's do some work on nature-based education. Let's start seeking some funding. Let's start getting people together. So we have a nature walk every month. This month, we have some developments going on in our prairie walks and learning about prairie restoration. How can you live off the land? We're working with other organizations also. We've got a survival class that's coming up. I'm actually hosting it here at my hobby farm. That's a two-day session on how, you know, what do you need to do if you get trapped outside and you don't have your tent and you don't have fresh water? How do you find these things? So it's really important as we look at education and how we get kids back outside, off their units, off the gaming, and get them outside enjoying nature, discovering garden, discovering how awesome it is to be outside and creating the next great minds of agriculture and economics.
You know, I was raised in Los Angeles. And when I was about 13, we moved to Lake Tahoe. And that's when I discovered, I went, oh my God, like look at all these stars in the sky. I didn't even know. I had no idea that there were so many stars in the sky because I'd never seen them because I lived in the city. Mm-hmm. And you can imagine, and you know, we're so cut off from the natural world, especially in urban centers. And I think it's a sickness that is poisoning our societies, you know. So that's really awesome. We only have like 2 minutes left to talk. What steps can our listeners take to help spread the good word and support the industrial hemp industry and movement?
Well, I mean, for myself, you can stop by and get the book at tralalahempseed.com or check us out on Amazon. I mean, that's one way about educating and reading, which is so vital. So many kids don't read now. So that's one way personally. Another way is join a local organization. So find a group around you that's promoting hemp, talking about not only hemp, but environmental issues, education issues. So get involved. So get out there, be part of an active part of your community. And, you know, this is very nerve-wracking for people. Maybe they don't know where to go, but talk about it with your other community members, where you're going, other parents saying, how can we get involved? How can we do more together? So this action of having parents and people get involved in organizations, get involved with each other, make yourself vulnerable, put yourself out there, drive, go to something you see. Maybe you don't know anybody, but just, hey, I want to participate. How can I help? So that's, I feel that that's really what's going to be unifying to us as people is just getting out there and being involved and volunteering. And the joy that you're going to get back is going to be greater than any monetary value you could place on it.
Can you give the URL just one more time?
Yes, that is tralalahempseed.com. So that's T-R-A-L-L-A-L. So if you put that in, I'm sure you'll find it. And then hempseed.com.
Andrea Herman, international hemp expert and righteous hempo sapien. Thank you for being on Hempercent and raising the temperature in an exemplary fashion today.
Well, thank you, Vivian, and all the work that you've done over time and spreading the word at Hemp Fest and everything that you're doing. So cheers to you and all the listeners. Thank you so much. So much gratitude.
It's been a pleasure. That concludes this installment of Hempercent on Cannabis Radio. When it comes to prohibition, you've got the right not to remain silent. Activism requires a voice. Find your voice and speak up for justice because resistance is fertile. The Hempercent intro music is 7 Mile Beach by Joanne Rand, and the outro music is Take Back the Plant by Stickerbush. See you next time. Stay strong.
Marijuana. THC. Sweet sativa. Dicker cream. Centimia. Delta 9. Smoke the ganja. All the time.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast, republication, or retransmission of this program without proper consent is prohibited.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply in-app only.